So it's batch number 3 of local news and features now. It's Tim and Teresa. We have 4 more stories for you. Headlines from me are Port Merion slams government and energy bill row as US import tariffs hit. And Stoke-on-Trent Street is back open for the first time in, wait for this, 116 days. Hard to believe, isn't it? And over to Teresa. Her headlines are...
I've got Inside Good Stoke-on-Trent School, which is one big family, and Oatcake Shop stops selling multiple packs of Pottery's Delicacy.
Hard to believe. But I only ever thought you could... See, but you just buy extra packs. So if you buy 6, you buy a dozen, or you buy 2 dozen, which means you just make your own packs. So I don't quite understand that anyway. Anyway, I'm sure we'll find out more. So my first story is Port Merion slams government in energy bill row as a US import tariff hit 2. So Pottery's giant Port Merion has slammed the government over its lack of support for the beleaguered ceramics industry. The Stoke firm has already been battered by soaring energy costs as well as a US import tariff. It comes as Port Merion has reported increased pre-tax losses from $2 million to $2.8 million in the first half of 2025. But group sales have increased from $36.6 million to $37.1 million. Port Merion has already pledged to increase production at its Stoke plant. Its chief executive, Mike Raybould, said, as we reported in our July trading statement, the introduction of additional import tariffs in the US market has caused immediate disruption and significant uncertainty in our largest and most profitable market. We've acted quickly and proactively in our response and continue to monitor the situation closely, including how it impacts consumer confidence over the Christmas period. Against this backdrop, I'm delighted that we have taken the opportunity to accelerate our Made in Stoke onshoring initiative, increasing the proportion of products supplied to the US that is made in the UK. Outside of the US, we are pleased to see sales up 10.8% on a constant currency basis, with an encouraging performance in our South Korea market. We anticipate growth in these markets to continue in the second half of the year. We are in the early stages of following through on our transformation plan that we launched in March, and despite the ongoing global market uncertainty, I'm pleased with the progress being achieved. We're making decisions every day that we believe over time will strengthen our business and deliver more consistent and profitable results for our stakeholders. We'll continue to execute on our own transformation plan, but we are disappointed that the UK government has chosen not to take more immediate steps to support the UK ceramic UK ceramic manufacturing and respond to the calls for action. It's been an extremely challenging few years for the industry, with soaring energy prices and wider cost pressures. Targeted support to ensure a level playing field on energy costs with the rest of the world would be invaluable for the British ceramics industry, allowing its globally respected brands to compete more effectively at home and to further grow export markets, thus supporting UK jobs. So over to Teresa, who's going to do her first story for us now in batch number 3.
Inside Good Stoke-on-Trent School, which is one big family. An infant school described as one big family has been praised by an Ofsted inspector for its welcoming nature and support for children learning to speak English. Co-op Academy at Northwood was found to have maintained its good standards during its latest inspection. The report was published earlier this month following the inspection in July. It said, Northwood is a school that welcomes everyone with open arms into what is typically described as one big family. Many pupils join the school partway through a school year, and some are in the early stages of speaking English. Everyone looks after each other, and there is ambition for what pupils can achieve. Most pupils achieve well in the majority of subjects across the curriculum. The school supports pupils effectively as they move on to the junior school, and as a result, pupils are ready for the next stage in their education. The school sets very high expectations for how pupils should behave. Pupils behave exceptionally well, and they are incredibly respectful and kind towards each other. Staff were praised for their knowledge and teaching of the curriculum. But in a few subjects, the report said, some pupils did not know and understand important concepts and knowledge that had been taught previously. The report said, this creates gaps in their understanding and limits how well they deepen their knowledge over time. The school should ensure that staff identify and address these gaps in these subjects so the pupils can build securely on what they have previously learned. Work to develop children's speech, language and vocabulary effectively was highlighted, however, alongside work to help those with special educational needs and disabilities, usually known as SEND. The report said the needs of pupils with SEND are accurately checked on and the school carefully selects the most effective ways to support individual pupils. From the very beginning, staff carefully check if children need additional support. Staff provide high-quality, targeted language support for some children. This successfully supports children who are in the early stages of learning to speak English. The school makes sure that pupils know and understand about fundamental British values, and it teaches pupils to be tolerant towards the beliefs of others. Pupils are encouraged to take on a leadership role, such as school counsellor and attendance champion. Attendance champions, alongside staff, help to meet and greet pupils as they arrive at school, helping them to start the day well. Head teacher Yvonne Glaister said, I'm delighted that the hard work, dedication and passion by all staff members within the academy has resulted in us maintaining the standards of the last inspection. Staff build strong relationships with the children and work closely with each other, creating a positive, friendly atmosphere within the academy. The children make me so proud every day with their willingness to learn and to commitment to doing the best they can. They follow the very high behaviour expectations, and in doing that, they ensure that the Co-op Academy's trust values shine through. Our curriculum is ambitious and we provide a variety of extracurricular activities to suit all. Overall, Co-op Academy Northwood is an extremely special school with a magical atmosphere where children thrive. That's nice.
Yeah, so my final story for you now in batch number 3 is Stoke-on-Trent Street is back open for the first time in 116 days. A town centre street is back open for the first time after quite a long time. Businesses were forced to close their premises suddenly when Clayhanger Street in Burslem was closed on health and safety grounds last June in 2024. It followed concerns about the state of the Wedgwood Institute. Now, remedial work has been completed on the Wedgwood Institute and Clayhanger Street is back open this week. A Stoke-on-Trent City Council spokesperson said the first phase of remedial work at the Wedgwood Institute has been completed. It means Clayhanger Street, which has been shut for public safety, has reopened and businesses are able to resume normal operations with full access to their workplaces. Phase 2 of work to make it the Grade 2 listed building structurally safe will now continue at pace with some scaffolding remaining while this is carried out. The work on a deteriorated part of the wall on the northeast side of the building is part of a longer-term heritage works to regenerate the Wedgwood Institute and bring it back into use. Recording studio JLM Studios was one of the businesses affected by the Clayhanger Street closure. In a social media post to clients, JLM Studios stated, I'm overjoyed to announce that JLM Studios will be reopening its doors shortly. As I'm sure you will all appreciate, there are a few things to sort before we do so. We look forward to seeing you all again soon. So over to Teresa, who's going to do her final story for us in batch 3.
Okay. Oatcake shop stops selling multiple packs of Pottery's Delicacy. The heartbroken owner of an oatcake shop chain has stopped selling multiple packs of the pottery's delicacy because he was losing more than £1 per pack. Slim owns the Wild Oatcake in Golden Hill and Shelton, but the business is being battered by rising gas prices and the staff hours have been cut. Now the Wild Oatcake is no longer selling packs of half a dozen or a dozen oatcakes. Slim said, "I need to take care of my family and my staff. I was losing over £1 per packet and I had held on as long as I could. Don't get me wrong, this is a very, very busy business on the oatcakes to order, and the takeaway and delivery service has been more successful over the last 2 years. The costs increased mainly because of Ukraine, and I'm worried I'll be bankrupt if I carry on. I'm working out how to reduce the cost of making the oatcake packs because it's not something I want to do, as you can imagine. I don't know how other people are doing it. Gas costs have increased to the region of about £240 a week. Rent has gone up. Gas prices nearly doubled overnight when the war started in Ukraine. Pork prices went up and we kept the same quality ingredients, but many who survived had to swap their ingredients for lower quality. It's a hard job to separate oatcake sales from kitchen sales, and it was costing me money because there are bills, the price of packaging and the ingredients. Our oatcakes are vegetarian and there's no yeast in them. It's still very busy for us because people like the hot food, but the problem is one's propping the other up. I'm hoping we could possibly have a cafe here in the future. Of course, people want oatcakes because it's a good meal for very little money, but unfortunately, I've been paying for them. I feel for my staff too, because everyone's got a family to look after. I might do some to order, but they will be a lot more expensive to buy because one lady said she loves our pikelets so much she'll pay double for them, and it's embarrassing, but I said I'd do it for her. If anybody wishes to come up and speak to me face to face about the challenges we're going through, then they're more than welcome to come in and have a chat, because trying to reply to everyone online is difficult. I'm not having a go, I'm just telling them basic facts. It affects our lives, and for people to complain when they don't really understand, it hurts, because they haven't seen what we've done to get this place to where it is, and then be slated. We can't do any more than our best. The Wild Oatcake branches are open every day from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's a bit sad.